אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Jonathan Pollard, the former US Navy analyst convicted of spying for Israel, and his wife Esther arrived in Israel early on Wednesday morning, 35 years after he was first arrested and weeks after his parole ended. The couple, who had been granted citizenship 25 years ago, were met on the tarmac by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who gave Pollard his new Israeli identity card and greeted him with the traditional Jewish blessing for new beginnings, Shehechayanu. Israel has vaccinated 1 million people against COVID-19, 11.55% of the population, making it the world's leader in vaccinations against the coronavirus. Prime Minister Netanyahu was on hand to mark the millionth Israeli to receive a vaccine in the Arab town of Al-Fam. Among those vaccinated against coronavirus so far, 240 Israelis have been diagnosed with the virus days after getting the shot, including Knesset member Yisrael Eichler. Health authorities are warning Israelis about complacency, as only 10 days after receiving the second dose, about a month after the first, is the vaccination fully effective. 2,000 extra police officers were on duty in Israel's major cities on Thursday evening to break up any New Year's Eve parties, as health authorities worried about rising infection numbers amid Israel's third nationwide lockdown to curb the spread of COVID-19. Israel's infection rate is currently at record levels, and the Prime Minister is expected to announce further restrictions early this week, including possibly a complete shutdown of the education system. The current partial lockdown is considered ineffective by health officials. 3,356 Israelis have died from the virus. The Knesset on Wednesday gave final approval to scrapping the requirements that all Israelis coming from abroad quarantine at state-run facilities. The program has been subject to much criticism. It was imposed without giving all travellers the chance to make arrangements. Accommodation was substandard, as was food. Conditions for exceptions were unclear. Those arriving in Israel may now quarantine at home or anywhere if they are tested for COVID-19 on touching down at Ben Gurion Airport. Anyone who quarantines at home will have to sign a document pledging to again be tested on the ninth day of their self-isolation and not to travel to the testing site by public transport. The campaigns for the elections to be held in March are well underway, and more new parties are entering the race for Knesset seats. Long-time Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldai confirmed on Monday that he will run in the upcoming elections, leading a dovish political party that aims to reach out to Israelis who feel they have no home in the current political system. In launching the Yisraelim party, Huldai said hundreds of thousands of Israelis feel they have no home in the current political system. We will raise their heads and give them back their hope. Avi Nissenkorn, Kahol Levan's justice minister, resigned from Benny Gantz's party to join Huldai. He was followed by MK Ram Shefa. Also leaving Kahol Levan, which is continuously declining in opinion polls this past week, were science and technology minister Yizhar Shai, foreign minister Gabi Ashkenazi, and MK Michal Kotler-Wunsch. Polls continue to show that the new elections are unlikely to solve the country's political deadlock, though Gideon Saar is a threat to Benjamin Netanyahu's bid to stay Prime Minister. The police and prison service will continue to be led by interim leaders. The coalition was supposed to give final approval to Border Police Commander Yaakov Shabtai's appointment as Israel's first full-time police commissioner in over 2 years, and Katy Perry's appointment as the head of the Israel Prison Service on Friday. But Likud and Kahol Levan failed to reach an agreement on the matter. Shabtai and Perry will now serve in a temporary capacity until they are fully ratified in their posts or until alternative candidates are chosen. The government turmoil has also caused the cancellation of the weekly cabinet meeting scheduled for today. Supreme Court Chief Justice Esther Chayut on Thursday implicitly accused the government of seeking to meddle in judicial appointments. Speaking at a swearing-in ceremony for new judges, Chayot said there were those who tried to thwart the work of the Judicial Appointments Committee for ulterior motives. She said the court system must remain outside the political game because the attempts to drag it and its judges into the political arena are dangerous. The Prime Minister spoke on Thursday with the parents of Ahuvia Sandak, who was killed in a car crash the previous week during a police chase in the West Bank, allegedly after throwing stones at Palestinians. He extended his condolences to the parents. The car carrying the teen lost control while fleeing from police. Some settlers have claimed that the car crash was caused by a police car ramming the vehicle. Right-wing activists have held daily protests against police since the incident. These have often turned violent. Last night, police announced that the four other so-called hilltop youth extremists who were in the car with Sandak are expected to be charged this week for throwing stones at Palestinian cars. At least one of them, the driver, may also be indicted for negligent homicide. Throughout Thursday night, at least 10 vehicles were damaged by demonstrators rock-throwing, mostly directed at Arab drivers. Four police vehicles were also attacked and damaged by the demonstrators. Police say they detained some 20 demonstrators for disorderly conduct, causing damage to infrastructure and obstruction of transport routes. An IDF soldier has been jailed for 14 days after footage emerged of him stealing a pack of cigarettes in a Palestinian store during operational activity. Video from the store's security camera last Sunday night shows the moment the soldier shoplifted, concealing the cigarettes in his pocket. The incident took place during search and arrest operations in the northern West Bank. The footage quickly reached the soldier's commanding officers, who immediately opened an investigation in the matter. A senior police officer was charged with assault on Thursday for attacking two people at an ultra-Orthodox demonstration in Jerusalem. The police officer grabbed a 12-year-old, shoved him angrily to the ground, slapped him, then pushed another man who documented the incident. Video footage taken at the scene showed. At the end of 2020, Israel's population stood at 9,291,000, a growth of 1.6% over the year. The Jewish population accounts for 73%, 6.87 million. The Muslim population represents 21%, 1.95 million, with another 456,000 members of other religions. 49,000 people died during the year. One in 15 deaths was coronavirus related. 157 Israelis were found dead in their homes days after their death in 2020, marking a 20% rise from 2019. The rise is attributed to isolation restrictions due to coronavirus. 2020 marked a tragic new record for bloodshed among Israel's Arab citizens, 96 homicides, representing a 50% jump in the murder rate among Arab Israelis in only 4 years. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing everybody a better 2021 than 2020.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.